Tangoro is the song, and it's on a disc called Provocateur, and it's on Cafe Con Bagel's Music. I love it, Latin jazz. it's a compilation of spoken word and Afro-Latin jazz. And it says that he's mostly an actor, but apparently somebody encouraged him to do this CD, and it's kind of fun. We'll listen to more of it at some point. So that was before that. Before that was Laku Misik. And this is an amazing work. These are all Haitian musicians. The CD is called Wadiyo, I think that's how it's pronounced. This is coming from Kombucha Music, and it says, Laku Misik brings new life to Haitian roots music. And this is actually not released till tomorrow, but you're hearing it first here. In fact, a lot of these you're hearing first here, which is very cool. I should say that this is WMFO Medford, and you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Voice is slowly coming back. It's been, I don't know, under stress. So it says, we have nearly lost everything, but we'll never lose our culture. Steve Valcourt from Laku Misik. And so it says, Laku Misik formed after the devastating Haitian earthquakes of 2010, is a genial cross-generational coalition along the lines of the Buena Vista Social Club. Its songs, some of which are topical, draw on the rhythms and incantations of voodoo, the trumpeting of rara carnival music, and hearty call and response vocal harmonies on their way to galloping, exultant dance grooves. That's a quote from the New York Times. Well, we'll hear much more about this group, but I really enjoyed that. And before that, let's see. Oh, did I mention, let's see, the Idan Raquel Project. That was right after Shlomit and Rebbe Sol. Sememan out there, Traveling Home CD on Helicon. And the energy of that live track is, oh. And they performed that at Berkeley when they came here 2 years ago. And I just went crazy. Got up and danced with them. It was so much fun. So, okay, let's see what other events and things you need to maybe know about. We always like to share important stuff with you. So the holiday of Purim has passed. Now we're getting ready for Passover or Pesach. So I'll be talking about that, but maybe not so much today. Okay, here's one. Public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting a good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I always want to say radidio. All right, so next, we're going to switch gears again. This is some music from Leslie Pinchuk, True North. And he's probably going to, if we can arrange a time, he might be coming on the show. We'll do the first track. Oh, okay. The CD player is spitting it back out. Don't do that. Load it up. Good. We're getting there. Hope you're outside enjoying the beautiful, beautiful day. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the great piano playing of Danny Green. And he is going to be at the Lily Pad this Sunday, April 3rd, from 3 to... April 3rd, from 5 to 6:30. He's from San Diego, and this new CD is called Altered Narratives. And the song was called I Hate the Blues, kind of tongue-in-cheek. So he's a pianist composer and celebrating the new CD and mixture of jazz, blues, swing, and Western classical styles, and mixing in Brazilian music. CD just came out March 18th on OA2 Records, earning high acclaim, 4.5 stars, first-rate piano trio jazz, a set of tunes penned by pianist Green. The pianist's tunesmithing is slightly idiosyncratic, with an anchor in the tradition. His melodies have a sense of wonder and sometimes fun and tongue-in-cheek. So that's from Dan McClenahan in All About Jazz. So I'm going to try to make that gig. I've never been to the Lily Pad, amazingly enough. So thanks to Catherine, the folks there, for sending this over to me. And that was a first for me. I managed to play off the computer from the file. So we'll see if I can do it another time. But anyway, that's what's happening with that. Let's see now. I also want to let you know that I got a listing from one of the owners at Thunder Road. Dan sent the calendar. So tonight, and all the shows there, folks, are 21 plus. We will be giving tickets away for shows, but probably not this particular one because it's too late. But this is Barely Dead Wednesday Night Grateful Dead Residency. Now, this is the club, Thunder Road, over on Somerville Ave. Did he give me the address here? It's right across from Market Basket, the end of Somerville Ave. No, he didn't. Okay, so great club. So, and tomorrow night, the Sound Down Cellar, Hemingway, the Short Term, Liz Frame, and the Kickers. So it's a mixed show. And again, they're all 21 plus, 8 p.m. start time. Friday they have Supersona Chaparrales. Okay, that's Western. The Symptoms, American Echoes, Indie Rock. Okay. And then they have another thing on Saturday night, playing Dead, New England's premier tribute to the Grateful Dead. Murdoch Manor's Striped Set, Acoustic Folk Rock. That's Monday night, April 4th. Anyway, they have a lot of good stuff coming in there, and I like the club. Now, there's an all-girl Zeppelin classic concert coming up. Oh, performing Earl's Court in 1975 in its entirety. Oh, boy, that's on a Friday night. I won't be there. But, oh, they're doing it Saturday night as well. Cool. All right. Anyway, more about this down the road, and we'll see you over there at Thunder Road. Thanks to Dan for that. What else do I need to tell you? What else I've been playing, probably. Okay, so we heard Danny Green, and before that we heard the Andy Statman Quartet from his CD Between Heaven and Earth on Shanaki Entertainment. The song is called Maggid, and he's just a brilliant musician. Great, great clarinetist, as well as other banjo, whatever. Before that, George Bernard Dudley Kenyatta. He has a lot of names. I can relate. This is from his CD, Joy and Love, on Life Force Jazz Recording, The Light of Narayan. And let's see. I don't have too much of in the way of liner notes, except that, let me see what we got here. It's a question of whether it's music or spiritual life at the center of his life. I think he teaches at, let's see, where did it say that he's a teacher? I think that's, it was written, the liner notes were written by an educator. Let's see. Oh, Apa Kenyatta is the album name, Joy and Love. Okay, so I should put that down there too. Well, anyway, we'll be hearing more of that because I thought that was really quite beautiful. And we need joy and love. That's a good thing. And before that, Fred Fried. And this is a disc called Core, Four, and More. The song is called Provenance. And he was saying that many of us can trace our origins back to Eastern music with its history of despair and hope. To me, provenance is a poignant evocation of that time and place. So a lot of these are new today from folks over at Kate Smith Promotions out of Chicago, and we'll be hearing more of these. Before Fred, we had Leslie Pinchuk, and he hopefully is going to come on the show. The CD is called True North. And Pinch Hard Records. The song is called Let's Get Lucky. And this was just released March 25th. His fifth CD with his stellar band featuring a whole slew of folks, including Satoshi Takaishi. I believe he's the percussionist. Let's see. Yes, he is. And I think I took a lesson from him at one point. I think he was a graduate of Conservatory. So he's going to be, let's see, where is he playing? Well, was it released, as I said, in March 25th? Huh. Okay, I thought he was going to be in the area, but I don't see it right now, so I'll have to check on that. Anyway, it's a very beautiful city, and we'll be hearing more of that. So I think that brings us up to date. We've got a few more minutes here. I want to share a little snippet of something with you. This is from Daniel Greenfield about Islamic terrorism is over if you want it. Boy, do we ever. So it's an excerpt. Islamic terrorism is over if you want it. We have the power and the skill to end it at any time. What we lack is the faith that we are worth fighting for. One of the comments, Edward Klein said, it isn't a matter of faith. It's a matter of confidence in the life-affirming value of what we fight for. These things are firmly grounded in reason, in rationality. If people are made to doubt the value of what they fight for or of the things that make their lives happy, then they won't fight much for it. If they're told that reason or rationality is wrong, that it's racism or, quote, white privilege, unquote, or class oppression, or some other anti-mind folderol that today's intellectual harpies spew in colleges and government and even in business, if they're told to doubt the evidence of their senses because everything is, quote, relative, unquote, they won't fight for anything, and instead submit to the man-haters, the Islamists, to the Clintons. There isn't a single presidential candidate now running I would trust to fight terrorism as it should be fought, and that includes Trump, Cruz, Rubio, whomever. Not a one of them has come out and said Islam is evil, and this is all we can expect of it. Death and destruction and slavery in the name of a merciful Allah. It's time to take off the multiculturalist gloves and extinguish this evil. It's not a very encouraging sign for the future of this country when neither a sitting president nor aspirers to the office have the spine to even name the enemy. Well, there it is, Daniel Greenfield, putting it right out there. So, let's see, we're going to go back to Rhythm Future Quartet, and I believe, let's see, I think this is the one I want. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Rhythm Future Quartet featuring Jason Anik. He's just unbelievable. Violin and Oli Sokeli on guitar. Now, Jason was in the studio last week. He had a CD release party over at the Regatta Bar, which unfortunately I didn't get to. I have to get up too early, but what a monster band. They're just phenomenal. Clearly in the Django Reinhardt tradition, but mixing it up, jazzing it up a bit. So, okay, we have a few more minutes. We're going to listen to, I'll just play it. How's that? Let's see. We went down here. And Time Travel, Chris Earle is going to be coming in to the studio in a bit.
That I'm up on this stage, never gave up. It's the only reason I think the whole world was made. Don't give up. And if you ask me if I got now something deep in my bones, never give up. Oh yeah, never. Too many people in this world that just never tried. Yes, they gave up. The fear of failure weighing heavy on their minds. Yes, they gave up. Ain't no success in this world till you fail a few thousand times, but never give up. Oh, no, now, never give up. If you ask me, no, Lord, aren't you afraid? I tell you, no one more scared than me till this very day. Oh, and if you ask me how I'm standing on this stage, I said, when you know it's all in the Lord's hands, that's the only way that you never give up.
That's a surprise.
That you never give up. People, if tears could speak and be witnesses, I'm telling you, no one out there would ever give up. Cause I know a thousand times I could have stopped. I could even take in my life. Just hold on.
gonna be all right.
Daber el bnei Yisroel v'amarta aleihem adam ki yakriv mikem karban laHashem min habeima min habakar umin hatzoin takrivu es karbanchem.
Hatzoin, takrivu, eskarbanchem.
My, my, my.